Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, fresh off my Puerto Rican adventure. Look how brown I am. Look what a goddamn Puerto Rican I look like. Holy shit.
It's not even the tan. It's the tight white pants.
My tight white. I am wearing tight white
pants. You are wearing cocaine pants if I have ever seen them.
There it is, dude. I wore them last night to bed, the sweatpants, and I wore, I'm wearing a rash guard underneath this as well because I am covered in nosium bites. There's one right on my forehead right now.
Oh, no.
Is it nosium
bites? Nosium bites. So if I don't.
That's what he calls shoes.
nosium, that's what Zach calls his dick.
Okay.
I was going to say Puerto Rican adventure sounds like your childhood.
Yeah, it was. But I am.
His parents were both nosiums.
I am covered in nosium bites.
Come on! Come on! Right away, this kid! Holy shit, he's freaking shit!
Zackle snake. Look, we have an incredible show planned today, but I'm itchy and I had to cover myself, so I didn't even take these pants off, Zach.
That's okay. I'm marinating.
I'm feeling fucking nice right now. I don't want to scratch myself and cause my nosium bites. You don't know what a fucking nosium bite is.
I don't know what a nosium is.
We don't go to places like that are tropical.
By the way, we've never seen
a mosquito. You already look so tanned compared to us.
You guys are glowing. You're so pale. This side of the table. God damn it, dude.
This looks like the briefcase from Pulp Fiction.
You guys are very white, but you don't go to tropical environments like that. These are little mosquitoes. They're called nosiums because you can't see them, right? And they could go through the netting on a fucking, like a screen door. That's how fucking tiny these mosquitoes are. And then they bite you, and these little poisonous fucking cocksuckers, and they don't bite everyone. They flock to me. My body, my pheromones, whatever it is, they want my juices. And my whole family, it's like I'm a citronella candle that they get to sit next to, and everything just fucking just flocks to me, and they eat me, and nobody has to get eaten. And I got bitten up, and it's like imagine a mosquito bite, but 100 times more itchy, and imagine it lasts 3 weeks.
Oh. No.
Yeah, it's like you scratch it. There's like a little like almost like a pussy head to the. It's fucking wild. Pull up nosium bite, Shannon.
Oh, is that it?
Pussy head.
It doesn't look as bad when you fucking Shannon. Can you show a more dramatic? What are we even doing here? To make it more dramatic,
God,
Shannon.
Louis got a little wedge.
Can you get a portrait view of a nosium?
Pull up something from a movie.
Maddie Bush after she shaves.
No, one day after a guy ghosting me, shave my whole pussy for him.
Look, incredible show. While Shannon finds disgusting nosium bites, let's introduce our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, back. You guys love this guy from the Brand New Jerks podcast. Sean Donnelly is back on the show.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
What's up, kid? Then also from the Shift podcast, the great KT Boyle is back on the show. And everyone loves her. You guys fucking know her. Ladies and gentlemen, Batty Smith is back on the show.
Like three nosium bites over here.
You guys look like you're also Irish,
yeah.
right? Yeah, you're
yeah.
fucking Irish as fuck. This whole side
Irish
of the table,
Scottish.
Dude. We're celebrating St. Patty's Day here early on the podcast. Can we get some fucking corned beef and cabbage, Shannon? Maybe, possibly?
Can we get a jig going?
Whoa, easy.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. They're coming after us. No need for apologies. Hell yeah, Zach. We stick. All right. Look, great show plan today. Let me see those nosium bites, Shannon. How gross are they? Let me see them. Yuck.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that makes it all
the
difference.
You have those on your body?
Not that many, but I have a few. They flock to me like fucking flies on shit.
Like crazy girls who live in New Jersey.
Yeah.
They look like dingleberries. They just look disgusting.
They suck.
Dingleberries.
Dingleberries is a piece of shit that
That's
hangs
shit.
From your ass.
Oh no,
your dingleberries
also
like
when you have like a.
You have a dingleberry in your beard?
No.
Dingleberries are when you get a
Hey, Sean eats ours.
Yeah. Dingleberries are a little rolled up piece of toilet paper that's sticks in your ass.
Oh, I thought it was like when you have something on your, like a little thing, like a zit looking thing on your face.
No,
who doesn't eat arse?
That's acne.
By the way, who's out there not eating arse?
I don't.
I don't do butt stuff.
Well, you guys, you'll have your butts eaten or you won't eat butt.
Either.
I let it once, but it felt weird. I didn't like
it. You didn't like your butt being eaten?
We don't have prostates.
Well, she's Catholic.
Yeah.
It's not about the prostate. Like, I don't have a prostate on my, like, the area between my butthole and my balls, my taint area. It's just an area that is not often licked.
Right.
So when you lick that area, you're like, ooh.
Right. You would be licking my taint.
Zone. Yeah.
Right. T-zone.
That's where they came up with the word auga. Somebody licked that guy's and that was grundle and he
reaction.
Made that sound. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He turned into a wolf and slapped the table. Yeah. He hit himself in the head with a mallet.
Yeah, your bow tie starts spinning. It's a wild time. So you won't even. What about your grundle being licked? Your taint. That's the area between your butthole and your puss.
Oh, that's never been licked before.
Get out of town. What do you do? How do they not? Who's going down in your cage, boy?
She fucks through a sheet.
Fucking boring ass fucking people.
Yeah, truly.
I never had my ass ate.
You never had your ass eaten ever. Not once.
No.
Get out of town.
I like the clit being licked. Pretty basic, you know.
We're Clit Chicks.
Orgasm.
Yeah. Clit Chicks. That's our new band.
Do you guys want to start a podcast on Gas Digital called Clit Chicks?
Absolutely.
Right now.
We could do sex education.
I love it.
Even though we don't have experience with certain sex things.
You guys literally have never had your assholes licked. You guys are going to do a sex positive fucking. You're the
guys we kind of fucked.
That one guy we fucked.
Guys we made love to missionary style with the lights out.
And had a strong connection with.
Yeah. No, that sounds like a boring podcast. So guys, we need to spice it up. This is what you do every week on your podcast. You try a new fucking sex thing.
Okay. My boyfriend loves this podcast.
See? Every week, a new sex thing. Sometimes it's your boyfriend watching you get banged by a big black guy while he jerks off in the corner of the room.
I feel like my boyfriend would also really
would
like
he like that? Do you think your boyfriend could get into being cucked?
For content purposes.
No, I mean, I just think that maybe in long-term relationship, people get more open to
things.
They
get freaky, huh?
Yeah, so I feel like I could see him being into that in a few years. I don't know. I should stop putting words in this man's mouth.
I always come on to his podcast.
I want to put words in his ass.
Yeah. Somebody's got to prep the bowl.
Can't believe you haven't had your asshole like Maddie Smith. That's a crazy thing.
Listen,
they don't pick your legs up like a baby and fucking from
the
butthole.
They'll put my legs up, but they'll just do the pussy part.
They do the pussy part. Mm-hmm. Why put the legs up? That seems like a waste of energy.
Because you can have it all in one place. Nice, taut little, you know what I mean? Pull the lips up.
If you could use that sound to describe your pussy. Just like... I like it.
It's like the hand, when you throw the sticky hand at the wall.
Yeah. That's your pussy. Yeah. Natalie, you're a resident lesbian. I mean, obviously, you are a queen of cunnilingus. You're out there. You know exactly what to do. This is like, if there's one person here who knows about eating box, it is Natalie. Please, Natalie, tell me.
I will say also not into butt stuff.
Into butt stuff.
Because I don't want to go that far to her, and I am not asking it of me either.
I want to
keep it north.
I go so deep in the butthole that I taste a little bitterness.
You pull a little food out.
It's just a little bit, like you just taste it, and it's like your tongue, like you hit oil.
Ew.
'Cause you struck Earl.
Yeah.
Black gold.
Yeah. Texas tea.
This is why those eos like you. Yeah. They're getting the butt juices from me. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Texas tea was that post op Dave fucked.
Damn, doggy.
Jack, Amico.
Show them them tea.
That's what Dave said to her. Let's do our plugs. Okay, it's getting a little too sexual. It's getting a little too hot in here. Getting wild, okay? Let's go get some plugs. Sean Donnelly, what you plugging?
Brand New Jerks podcast. Me and a super funny comedian, Ray Zawadney, do it each week. It's a podcast for recovering people pleasers, but we just kind of bullshit and talk about things. And then also, I do UFO things on TikTok. I do a thing called UFO Street. It's on Twitter and TikTok.
Love it.
Just go to @UFOStreet.
Love it. I love it. Go support Donnelly. He's the fucking man.
Sick.
Future legend.
What's
Maddie Smith,
up,
here she goes.
Doggies, come on out. We're in St. Louis this weekend. St. Louis Helium. Where at next? Oh, McGoobies, Baltimore. Turn the fuck up in a couple weeks. What else? What else? What? Indianapolis. Lowell, Arkansas.
This bit's going too long.
Denver, Nashville. No.
Oh, you mean about your actual plugs?
I don't. Yeah.
I think you're just doing a Lewis impression.
Oh no, no, no. No, I'm just a woman in comedy who has to talk like a man to get people to come out.
There you go.
What's up? It's gonna be fun. Nothing gay. That's
lots
it.
Of rape, titties,
titties,
weed,
rape, butt stuff. What? MaddieSmithComedy.com.
Katie Boy.
Hi. I'll be at Secret Group headlining the 4th of March, the Saturday. Please come out, because last time I was on Bye Guys, you guys all came out, so come out again. I'm going to be doing different bits. It's going to be great. They literally turned up, so do it again, because you made me look so fucking good. And they were like, wow, we didn't know we had to use the big room for you, and it's because of you guys, so
beautiful.
Do it again, okay?
I love it.
And then also headlining Soul Jaws, March 18th, Pennsylvania. So go support an Irish woman, especially if you're Irish-American. You're like, oh, I love my culture. Fucking now here's Irish guilt. Prove it.
Love it.
Buy the ticket. Oh, and listen to The Shift. I have a YouTube of it now. So please, Maddie's episode did the best. People love that. I think that's everything. So
I love these guys. You guys should kiss each other real quick. Come on, give
her
a little kiss.
Okay, no interest.
Maddie was down. Maddie was down.
I thought in my head, the first thing in my head, I thought, I don't have permission from my boyfriend.
Call your boyfriend right now. Ask him if you can make out Maddie Smith. Text him right now. Ask if you can make out Maddie Smith on the fucking show. We'll see if he's gay or not. Is this guy gay? This is the new bit we're playing. Is Katie Boyle's boyfriend gay?
Hey, I'm just going to go.
He's gay.
You're just what?
Why did I ask him?
I'm just going to go. If this is going to happen, there's no point in being.
You'll beat off in the bathroom, Sean Donnelly. Fucking Irish lesbos. Hell yeah, dude. These two fucking, they kiss without tongue. They're like... It's a lot of closed mouth kissing.
Pink nippled bitches.
Fucking thin lip fucking twats.
They're lesbricons.
Mine's not Sultan. It's
Zach Amico, what are you plugging on?
If you're listening live tomorrow night, I am doing a headlining set at the Tiny Cupboard in Brooklyn. And then March the 25th, I am at Laughing Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie. Come out.
Love it. Love it, guys. Lots of live stuff coming up. March 3rd and 4th, my first time ever in Western Massachusetts, Springfield, Massachusetts, at Roar Comedy Club. Grab those tickets. March 3rd, March 4th. Shows are going to be fucking crazy. Then March 9th through the 11th, Yonkers Comedy Club. Zach and Mika will be with me on those gigs. And then March 16th through 18th, the American Comedy Company, San Diego, California. Then I'll be in April, I'll be at the Funny Bone in St. Louis. I'll be in West Jordan, Utah, Houston, Texas, the Secret Group, Lafayette, Louisiana. Emias, Pennsylvania is coming up. Got a lot of stuff coming up. And then Legion of Skanks going out for the first time ever, touring together. Three theater gigs, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts. And Foxwoods Casino, huge
the
theater gigs, the Wilbur. It's going to be fucking
that's
incredible.
Huge.
Wow.
Combination of stand-up, live podcasts, and different various fun games and shit that we've never done. Much more core values and much more fucked up shit that we can do because we're not taping it. So you got to be there. We're only taping certain portions of it for a podcast, but the entire night you got to be there for. Grab those tickets right now, lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows. Here on the network, you guys know them, you love them. Realize Podcast, Legion of Skanks. The brand new Spit Roast is out all over the place. Go support Spit Roast. And subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. The Resurgence is out. Started playing it this morning. Very excited. If you guys want to watch me freak the fuck out on Twitch, it's a fun time, always. And shout out to the Racist Live Chat. Let's see. New Mex Uncanny says I'm going to see Lewis in San Diego. Very stoked. Fuck yeah, doggy. It's going to be a blast, dude. Woo-hoo! All new material since the last time I was there, and I'm working on a brand new special as well. So, went to Puerto Rico, had a great time.
Tell us everything.
I stayed at a hotel this time.
Yeah.
What did you do last time?
You said because you were bringing your family.
Resort?
You didn't want to.
I didn't want to deal with
people.
So I've done resorts. I've done hotels. Airbnb. I've done Airbnb. I've done villas. I like to vacation. I'm a big fan of vacationing. I feel like, guys, you should be out there vacationing. It's every time I take a vacation, it's like I reset my year. And I reset my year a few times a year. I do it.
No, dude, you're on the quarterly.
I like it. I like going.
This is 135 years old.
Oh, you're on the quarterly plan.
Yeah,
for vacation.
No, it's a little different.
When I'm on vacation, I have a great time. I usually go for 4 or 5 nights. By the time day 4 rolls around, I start itching because I'm covered in nosium bites. I started itching to go back home and to create and to be better and to fucking plan my next adventure, my next thing, and create my next memory with my family. That's as simple as that. So I think whatever you need to do that. Some people don't need to do that. Some people need to look at their bank account and save money and fucking that's what motivates them and keeps them going. I need experiences. I need to fucking, you know, that's that. So we did a Hilton property. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Was it like a little all-inclusive type of thing?
No. There was a few restaurants. The problem here is the problem with the restaurants at this place is they fucking blew, right? And I've been to Hiltons that have incredible restaurants. Mm-hmm. You go to the fucking Hilton in Tapatio Cliffs in fucking Phoenix. I mean, just the fucking, the restaurant at the top of the hill, it's incredible. One of the best restaurants I've ever been to in my entire life, right? So I thought there was going to be a couple really nice restaurants on the property. And there wasn't. It was an amazing pool. It was right in the ocean. That was great. Rooms were nice. Had a big suite. But we had to leave the resort to go get good food. But then that was fine. Once I realized that I wasn't getting good food at the resort, that I had to leave to go to, like, you know, Puerto Rican restaurants, then that's that.
I feel like nine times out of ten, so a lot of the times the restaurant, depending on where you are, I think it's a majority they're not that good at the, depending on where it is. Like as far as like the hotels especially.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's. I don't know, when they had those all-inclusive, I feel like they're probably better food.
No, all-inclusive
sucks. Trash. Yeah, it's really bad.
Trash, yeah. You just fucking spoke out your fucking ass.
I sure did. There you go.
You just revealed all your cards.
Holy
shit.
You've
never been to fucking Cancun, bitch.
Get some culture.
Get some culture. Transparent is also your skin tone. Right.
That's true.
Fucking translucent Irish
I know.
Fuck.
We're more transparent than him. You're like a little rougey.
You guys, I realize how alien-like the Irish are. You guys are see-through. You have thin little lips, beady eyes. It's crazy,
I would
dude.
Love to be an alien.
You look
you
like
are one.
One. The alien that comes
I
to
know,
see
I know, I know.
But it wasn't an alien, right? What was Mr. Burns seeing?
Oh, no.
It was Mr. Burns.
It was Mr. Burns.
That's what Irish people look like.
He was on his lithium or whatever.
I bring you peas. Yes.
Pull up Mr. Burns from that episode of The Simpsons. I don't
it's the X-Files episode.
This is what Irish women look like to me.
Just
so you guys
I'm
know.
Ready.
And you guys are, by the way, you're the hottest of the. You guys are fucking Irish dime pieces.
Which means that Irish people are fucking ugly.
Yes.
If we're considered
I'll take
dime
it.
Pieces.
You guys are fucking.
Hey.
This is what Irish women look like. Guys, we're a video platform. Why wouldn't we just do the video? I never want.
Faster.
I love that drawing that your son made.
I never want the still version if there's a video version, ever.
Absolutely.
Okay, I think I look better now.
The green is not a good look on us.
Green?
You know what
I
it
look
is?
Less pale.
What do you mean? Why do you think you look less pale now?
I feel like green makes us paler, no?
Really?
I'm crazy.
You guys are wearing black. Black makes you pale. You both look like you're at a funeral now.
Yeah, we definitely look like
Irish people are always mourning.
I feel like they love funerals, Irish people.
We do. We used to scream during funerals. You know that song Zombie?
Yeah.
That's meant to be about like when they would scream.
Imagine I said no.
Yeah, right. I've seen you sing it along with Jay a million times.
Not that song though, right? Because that would be awkward.
She's doing a style where she's singing the way the old Irish would like scream.
Give me an impression. How this
goes. Yeah, she's like, zombie. But that's how old
Zach, pretend you're dead.
You know, you'd be like,
that was a good. What's
why are they? What do you mean they're screaming? Dolores,
it's just a funeral thing people would do. Where they
give me.
Scream.
Show me Irish screaming at a funeral.
Zombie. Okay.
If they just sang any like fucking.
Wait, do they chant or is it just like black
just
ladies
like,
screaming at a funeral?
Yeah. Just that. Yeah.
Oh no! Take me.
Really good.
Thanks.
Yeah,
she's Irish.
Banshee. I love banshees. They're scary.
Is that not? That's not now. That's like back in the day or something.
But
what are
also
banshees? Are banshees
still
Irish
now.
Ghosts?
A banshee is a ghost. If it turns up, it means someone's gonna die. And there was a
somebody is dead. There's a ghost.
Well, yeah, but there was
like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, there was a French woman who got murdered. There's a documentary about it on Netflix. It's called Sophie, a Murder in West Cork. But in it, they're interviewing everybody anyway. But one part, her friend says, "Yeah, she said she saw a banshee." And then she died that night. And then they just moved on. And they, I'm like, come back to the Banshee.
Come back to the Banshee.
The Banshee.
Because she didn't die. She got murdered that
night. Did you watch Surviving Death on Netflix?
No.
It's awesome.
The Banshee always visits me before I get my pussy murdered. So, that's what I call like, when
my girl has
years.
A period. I was like, oh, she's got a Banshee again.
Yeah, the Banshee.
Oh, I'm getting my Banshee
soon. No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. No, that's fine. I'm talking about Surviving.
I'm a day late for my Banshee.
You're talking about pussy. I'm talking about, you see that death show on Netflix?
No. Wait, what is the show? What is it, an Irish show?
No, it's not. It's just about this type of stuff. It's about like, the last one's about reincarnation. The first one's about near death experiences. It's awesome. I've watched it like three times. It's awesome.
Oh, what's it called again?
Surviving Death.
Then I'll watch that.
Lewis is like, we're never having three guests again.
Yeah, this is a lot. They're talking podcast Netflix happening. Shows, the whole fucking to do. Guys, come on, back to racism.
Back to my vacation.
Well, the Banshees are white, so that's kind of like a bit non inclusive.
Not inclusive.
Yeah, they should be
trying to connect
diverse.
With my vacationing.
You know what that means. Yeah, all inclusive.
An all inclusive banshee.
Black banshee scream at movie theaters.
She gives you food while she's haunting.
They don't swim.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you got to get it from YoDelta.com.
Absolutely. So if you live in one of those majority of states where it's legal, together, let's go to YoDelta.com and stock up. And you guys know what's in Delta 8. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you really high. And at YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. But let me tell you from personal experience that Delta 8 works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, and you're going to save 25% off your already affordable order. Once again, YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? Puerto Rican food, it does make me fat. It's not, it's all salty. It's all fucking just, it's whatever it is, it brings out the
good.
Fat.
The food of your people.
And then you come home, you want to go to... You
gotta, it's not really that good. To be honest with you, Puerto Rican food kind of stinks. It's okay. Dude, mofongo is just a pile of shit.
It's good, though.
I don't know what you're
saying. Pile of shit. It tastes fucking good. It does taste good. Yeah. But, you know, whatever it is, there's just no, like, you can't take any pictures of Puerto Rican food. Like, there's not a single picture. It all looks like slop. It's like, oh, there's a fucking fish with, like, that's, like, half dead with an eye hanging out. You're like,
but don't worry. We fried a banana.
I love those, though. And it's not even a sweet banana. Fruit, yeah. Fried bananas is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I love some fucking...
My dad heard about it and tried to just fry a regular banana.
You can fry a regular banana, too.
It's not the same.
When I used to work
at... It is, fried bananas. Oh, yeah, we used to make it at a Mexican restaurant. That I worked at called Fiesta Cancun. And it
what
will
does
be,
that mean?
It means...
It's Cancun party.
Cancun party.
I don't know what Cancun means.
I don't even know what Fiesta means. Is that a party? Is that what Fiesta is?
You don't know what Fiesta means?
I know
means
no
party.
Spanish. I thought it was a type of car, a Ford Fiesta.
Also a party.
I was like, yes.
So when people are like, let's have a fiesta. You were like, let's get this fucking
car. We can't afford this.
Let's
car.
Get a low level Ford.
Yeah.
I drive a Dodge Quinceañera.
dude, I fucking yeah, dude. So no, we would do. You take a banana, we slice it in half. When I was a busboy at this restaurant, we were responsible for making the desserts, and they had some pretty banging desserts. We take a banana, you slice it in half, cover it in coconut liqueur, right? Put a little 151 in the dish, a little whipped cream on top, cinnamon, boom, light that bitch on fire.
Could I have one?
Light that bitch on fire.
Light that bitch on fire. Fry bananas. It would come out flambe style, put it there, let it go out. It was just fucking hot, just fucking
warm. That sounds pretty but that was the Mexican restaurant.
That was the Mexican restaurant.
That sounds fiesta.
Fiesta
banana, Crunchwrap Supreme.
That's actually racist.
What?
That's actually racist.
I thought Taco Bell was authentic.
And then we made fried ice cream. It was very similar. We took a ball of ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they would take cornflakes and we would roll it around, broken up cornflakes. We'd roll it around the cornflakes to create a cornflake crust. Put it back in the freezer.
We're gonna come.
We love cornflakes in Ireland.
And then you put it in the fryer, right?
Fucking deep fry that bitch. That shit gets all hot on the outside. Throw that shit in a bowl. Coconut liqueur, 151, whipped cream, fucking a little bit of cinnamon, light that bitch on fire, flambe. Maddie's coming everywhere, dude. Bango, bango, bango.
I feel like
she's screaming like an Irish banshee.
I feel like they had a meeting at this restaurant. They're like, listen, we can't pay the waitstaff shit, but we're going to let them light the desserts on fire, and they're going to love it.
It was so much fun. Lighting desserts on fire is the most fun I've ever had in my entire life.
So fun.
Hell yeah.
So fun.
It also looks looks cool and looks fancy. It looks fancy. Like a fancy chef doing it.
But it wasn't. Yeah. What's going on with these bottles of water?
Yeah, why are they?
It's because the filtered water machine is busted, so he has bottles of water.
But why are we just giving them out to people? We didn't ask for them. I don't want water. Who wants water? How gay
I'll
is
take
water?
Your water?
I was happy water. To get it.
You could I was drink some. It would help with the swelling.
Water. I'm very swollen right now. I could barely fit in this chair. God, I was doing so good. I was keto the whole fucking time.
On the trip?
No.
Oh, I
got good. It takes like 2 days.
Do any activities?
Holidays.
Activities.
Yeah, we went fishing.
That's what kind of fish?
Fishing. We caught the ones that we ate was a small tuna, and then we caught
a small tuna.
Tuna fish.
And
then it was a king mackerel, which they warned us to not eat.
Why? Because the iodine levels?
You can get some sort of like...
mercury.
Covered in bites.
Why are you looking at me like
because of the COVID vaccine?
Had a mask on?
Yeah, right.
They were saying, what was it called? It was called a ciguatera disease.
Was it like a worm?
Jesus.
It was like, no, so they feed off of like small fish, which feed it's near coral. So if they feed off the algae on the coral, these small fish can start carrying ciguatera. So these big, because we went deep sea fishing, so these big fucking 25, 30, 40, 50 pound fish that are just mature and been eating these small fish their whole lives, they can have ciguatera levels. If you get it, it sends your body into like central nervous shock.
Oh, shit.
Vomiting, shitting, but it lasts like 2 months. Like you can't feel your fingertips.
Mm. Oh my God.
Ice
so
feels like
hell.
Hot feels like cold.
Oh,
like
that.
It's fucking, it sounds like a nightmare. But I just caught, or my sister actually caught this one. We caught it and it was just this, I mean, massive 20 pound mackerel. Huge fucking fish. Just fucking, I mean, I'd never seen anything like it. I was like, you know, for deep sea fishing, it was a small fish. It was like medium size.
Right, but still.
We fucking, they cut, like literally only gave us half the fish. We brought it back. It was so much fish. It was crazy. It makes you want to go fucking live on an island and just fucking go fishing and like just
go off
pull the from the land and fucking, how great would that be?
Be amazing. Yeah.
Or be Frank in that Last of Us episode, you know, when he was just living by himself.
Is that the gay guy?
Did nobody? Yeah.
The gay guy. Nobody's like fantasizing about being the gay guy.
Oh my God.
What is wrong with you?
No, it was great. He was living by himself.
Well, I don't know how fantasy. I live being a gay guy.
Why would I think about that?
He had a little dungeon thing.
Yeah.
With cameras.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. It sounds like you could be like an avatar, the water people.
I could be, yeah. I love it. I love fishing.
I haven't gone fishing in years, and I always loved it. I don't know why I don't do it. I went to Hawaii.
You dress for it every day.
There's so many who say that, because I'm
Absolutely. That's how I can make up for it, exactly.
Donnelly, you really look like you are living the fucking biggest catch. Every day you're like...
Deadliest catch?
Yeah, the deadliest catch.
Or like biggest shuck oysters.
Which isn't like deadliest catch. Wasn't it like crabs or something? Wasn't even anything that crazy, right?
What, that show?
Deadliest.
I never watched one
Wasn't
episode.
Deadly... Weren't they like crab fishermen or some shit? Alaskan like, king crab or something?
Yeah, it was crab, but they think they're gigantic.
No, because they'd be on it. It'd be
like
a storm.
Sea monsters.
And like fucking anchors would fucking decapitate them.
It's
or
a
they'd
small
fucking...
tuna.
They're just they'd fish them by accident.
Yeah.
Other things would kill them.
Well, no, it wasn't like, well, you think the deadliest catch, they're going after like the Loch Ness monster. They're fucking going for a giant squid with a fucking spear gun, right?
Right.
No, they're crab fishermen that are just, they're out in a boat for months at a time. So if they get hurt, that's that.
Right.
But I think they just, you know, it's TV. They just, they drama it up.
I bet it's great. That's a great show, dude.
And people either call me Deadliest Catch or Ice Road Truckers.
Oh,
all
okay.
The time.
People usually call me Deadliest Snatch.
Is that your, that's your handle on on Hinge?
Yeah. Nice.
Gotcha.
If
Zinger!
If you could do
Ice Road Truck Stop Hooker.
Yeah.
If you could do one job, if you you got to give up comedy, start it all over. There's one job you could do. What would be the job?
That's a good question. Probably
great job hiding your yawn with fake excitement.
Oh,
whoa!
Good question.
I'm so excited.
Who doesn't love 11 a.m. podcast? What job? Probably.
Should we eliminate entertainment altogether?
Yes.
Yeah, like something, anything else. Yeah.
I would say I would want to, this is so on brand again, like master barbecue smoker. I would love to learn all about that.
You would love to learn.
I try it myself. I stink at it, but I would love to be a guy who is the main smoker. It's so awesome.
It looks fun.
Yeah, it is fun. But then my results are never what you want.
Being a cook in general, which is like knowing how to fucking, like really knowing how to cook.
Yeah.
Like I just learned how to cook a steak, and I don't really know how to cook a steak. I can make a good steak and it tastes good. But the reality is, like, to really understand flavors, like, what the fuck is cumin? Cumin? Cumin?
Cumin. I don't know what cumin is.
that's doing
it.
But that's why the barbecue shit and the steak shit's so fun, because a lot of it's pretty, everybody, all these videos online are like, oh yeah, you just throw it on and then you don't mess with it. And then you flip it over, you put salt and pepper on it while it's right before you cook it. And it's, that's how you make a perfect steak. Just not fucking it up.
Like, but I don't even like.
Blacktop. Like, is that what it's called?
Making a brisket where you have to like smoke it, like slow smoke it. Like, well, I don't even know.
Oh, the brisket, that's one of the things, that's like a goal of my life is to make a perfect brisket.
To learn
brisket.
How to make a brisket.
Perfect brisket. It's like making, I feel like it's as hard as like a high-end French cooking where they make like those soufflés and they deflate. You ever watch one of those
things? But all that stuff would be so much fun. Learning how to fucking, I'd be so fat. If I was cooking, dude, oh my God.
Yeah.
The fattest piece of shit in the fucking
That's why
world.
The chefs make the tiny little dishes.
Yeah. They're so good.
How do they know, but like, yeah. I wouldn't mind knowing how to bake, but I would turn into a fat fuck.
Yeah, because you have to try all the stuff.
Maddie,
yeah,
what would you going. If you want you give up comedy? That's that. You can start a new life, fantasy job, something you've always wanted to do.
Maybe like a big.
We knew this
boxer?
Question was coming, by the way.
I know. I'm like, oh boy, oh boy.
I mean, we had so much time with Sean on his on his smoking. I mean, we knew.
We are freaking out. Okay, hold on. EMT.
What's an EMT?
Is that true?
Yeah.
I mean, just made that up.
Wouldn't it be fun to
really?
Be an EMT? Just
you look like an EMT.
Yeah.
What's an EMT?
Or a volunteer firefighter. Just hang out in the fire. The EMTs who hang out in the firehouse all day and they get like one call a night. EMT in a college town, you can just fucking chill in the firehouse.
And just getting called
for alcohol
poisoning.
Yeah. Just like, just press people's stomachs.
Yeah.
Is this the people
I feel like
in
being
the
an EMT
would
be
rape
fun.
Kits.
The people in the ambulance.
What?
What's an EMT?
It's like emergency medical technician.
An ambulance driver.
Yeah.
But when you go to like, I'm sure there's, is it like how firefighters in certain cities, in New York City, a firefighter, they're like in shape. It's a real job.
It's a hard test. Mm-hmm.
If you go outside of New York City to a volunteer fire, I mean, it's like their eyes are on top of their head.
Well, that's the volunteer.
They look like us.
If your house is on fire in the suburbs, just realize a band of retards are coming to put it out.
Literally.
I have no idea how they even fucking do it, dude. I used to live directly across the street from a firehouse, the West Havishaw Fire Department, dude. And it was, I mean, just blaring, like directly across the street. The fire alarm would go off. It was the loudest thing in the world. And it was just a band of retards.
Yep.
I mean, each one more
they
misshapen
like
than
the
next one.
And then by the end, there's no water in it.
Yeah, literally. They're like spitting on it. Yeah.
Who has to pee?
The last guy's drinking it.
You didn't have volunteer firemen in your high school? That would like the kids
we
that
did.
Would show up.
Yeah.
In
you had to be 18.
Yeah.
Or I think you could be a junior fireman at 16. I wanted to be one. It was a cool thing for white trash, like Rockland County.
Yes.
It was kind of cool because they had ping. They had like
pool table, big leather couches, ping pong.
No.
Oh. They always had
pinball.
Snacks.
Foosball.
Pinball.
Foosball.
Ping pong fucking rules. Yeah, ping pong. I would have joined.
Who doesn't love ping pong? They always had like crock pots of chili.
Yeah, there's always pizza and
wings happening.
There's bingo upstairs on Sundays. It rules.
Yeah, it rules.
They do penny sales. Remember penny sales?
Is that garage sale?
Yeah.
They would essentially go and you would buy like raffle tickets for like a penny a piece, and then they would like they'd raffle off certain things.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
It was just white
activities.
Trash central.
That's what I want to do. Firefighter in a suburbs.
Firefighter activities in the suburbs.
Yeah.
There's the your standard of living is like. So,
I just want to be a nurse.
It really is like almost like the freedom. No offense to any, if you're a volunteer firefighter, more power to you.
No offense, but
it seems like a place to get away from your wife.
Yeah.
Mine would be, I would be bartender at an old man bar.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great one.
That to me, like, that small town, old man bar, same 10 people.
Yes.
I think that sounds a real nice life.
I took all the tests to be
an old man bartender.
That's why you have that beard.
Exactly. No, I took all the tests to be a New York City cop, and my original plan was going to be like, I was going to be a cop for 20 years and then open up like one of those types of bars and just hang out.
It's very Irish.
It's very Irish.
What happened? You didn't pass.
They don't accept his body type as a cop anymore.
Yeah, right.
He thought it was the 40s.
I failed the obstacle course and I just didn't go back.
No, you failed the obstacle course? No way.
It's like you're super nervous. I was super nervous. It was like 21 years old. You go to a high school in Staten Island. No, I was like, I wasn't as big as I was like most of the time you know me, but I was A-shape. Yeah, exactly. And the first obstacle was just a 4-foot fence, and they were like, go, and I ran up and I tried to climb. I tried to climb over it and I couldn't, and I just walked to my dad's car and I drove back from.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was like, it was like being in gym class in 7th grade and getting it was like the fucking worst.
4-foot fence?
Something like that. Yeah. How like I could have climbed it, but I just immediately was like, no, fuck this.
You shut down.
This life isn't for me.
Yeah, put it this way. I shouldn't have been a cop. Like, I shouldn't be a cop. And this is there was a moment I went to the one of the written tests. It was like the psychological, and the guy, I didn't know how to tie a tie at the time.
It was like, are you racist? Like, no.
I didn't know how to tie a tie, and I go up to one of the guys proctoring the test, and I go, can you tie my tie? Oh, and no. He goes, let me guess, your dad was a cop. And I go, yeah, I must just seem like a cop. How'd you know that? And in my head, I'm going, years later, I'm like, oh no, because I'm a fucking schmuck.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
Who thought you could walk right in?
So it all worked out in the end, but
yeah.
Yeah,
you're doing great.
Oh yeah, I'm killing it.
That would have been fucking hilarious to see you as a cop, dude. Just a fucking the nicest cop there is.
Yeah, literally.
You're too
just
nice.
Trusting everybody.
You're too nice to commit police brutality.
I think that guy can't breathe.
You'd be a great Irish cop, a guard, because they don't have guns. They just have sticks that they hit people with, and then they're all like nice and like, you know, it's more like community based. You'd be perfect
I'd
for
be
that.
Okay at that.
You'd be so friendly, and then everybody like you.
Shake my fist at somebody. Yeah, a bunch of rascally kids.
But I feel like you would. I feel like you would panic in like a big. Like,
oh yeah,
what do we do? What do we do?
If I was there on 9/11, I would have just ran away.
Right?
No, I think I would have helped out, but I would have been like, you know,
you would have walked away and been covered in soot, not able to scale a 4-foot fence.
I would just believe everybody you brought in for questioning.
Can I ask something that was back to your firefighter thing? Do the firefighters here not eat dog food though? There's like a lot of hazing.
What do you mean?
Oh,
they like haze each other when you get into the firefight in here, and they make you eat dog food.
I'm sure there's hazing, but I don't know if it's that.
Really? I thought there was like whole thing about it.
I never heard about hazing at all. So the EMTs are like a step above the volunteer firefighters.
Yeah.
Do the EMTs get paid, or were they volunteering too?
Well, it depends on where you work, I think. If you're the fire one, they get paid a lot.
I think there is volunteer EMTs as well.
I think like college kids will volunteer EMT to get their hours if they want to do like med school and shit like that.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with fucking blood at all.
No.
It's a lot of pressure, but it's got to be fulfilling, not to sound corny.
It sounds fun. It sounds like there's a lot of movement.
There's a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff to see.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's not creating. It's not like... It's not like you're repairing like a broken body, but you're just bringing them back to normal. Like, you know, you're not fucking going above and beyond. If you're building like cyborg humans, that would be more exciting to me.
So you want to work in tech.
Yes, dude. If I could create some sort of
so that's
like,
what you want to do. You want to be a cyborg.
No, if I could, I really think I would. If I could just I might do this. I'm not even saying that I'm going to continue in comedy for the rest of my life. 50-50 shot, I buy a fishing boat, I move to Jamaica, and I just fucking have fishing trips with local tourists. What a life that would be.
That'd be amazing. Great.
Just fucking every day going out fishing, eating fresh fish, eating fresh fucking food. I mean, I'll tell you, by the way, when we go to Jamaica next month, guys, we're going to do a fucking fishing trip.
Yeah.
We got to do a fishing trip. It's the best thing in the world. Catch and cook, you pull it from the sea.
Mm.
You look that bitch right in his eye, smack it in the head with a fucking baseball bat.
While he's dying, like
that's such an American way. Are you talking about fish or the locals?
It's like Denzel staring him down.
Yeah, dude, you bring it into a fucking restaurant, they cook it up for you right there, and then it was alive, swimming around the ocean without a care in the world an hour and a half before. Also, I mean, dude, just imagine that, like, what a fucking life that is, dude. Like, you're just going to eat something, and then you're just pulled into fucking, like...
The freshest thing you're going to ever eat in your life is that kind of that situation.
The best.
It's like, you know, sushi maybe, but that's...
Do you think there's a moment of realization, though, because your whole life is a fish? You're like, sometimes your friends just go. Your friend's just like, hey, a snack. Where's Bill? And then one day you're like, ooh, a snack. And you're like, fuck!
You go from like, you weren't going to slice a pizza. You go from like, just like, this rules, pizza, right, to literally, you can't breathe.
Well,
and
no,
you're
there's
in-
a second when you're like, pizza? Pizza.
You're in a new world. You can't breathe. There's a giant holding you.
What the fuck?
That's it's a crazy just existence. So what a way to go.
Oh, there's a big bald giant making his son hold you.
What about the ones that get thrown back and tell the story and nobody believes him?
Yeah. That's like with rednecks with aliens.
This is a bit, guys. We're doing a bit.
We got it. Hey. Somebody write this down.
That's got to be somebody's bit.
It's got to be a Seinfeld bit or somebody.
There's no way that's not somebody. Now. No, that's
got to be. I didn't think the fish feels.
That's got to be someone talented.
But dude,
bit.
Even besides fish, when I was in Hawaii, we were on like one of those parasailing things, and even that, I was trying to figure out. I'm like, I could go off the grid, move down here, and do this. You probably make about $500 a day doing like insane amount of money, because I was counting up how much they probably got paid an hour, which is probably $20, and then everybody on the boat, 12 people, at least gives them $20 a person tip, and then you do about 10 trips a day.
And it's also like, so, you know, it's like that fucking, that old saying where the, you know, the guy's born on a small island, he works hard, moves to the United States, goes to college, you know, works his ass off to get great grades, works a crazy job, spends, you know, 30 years of his life working his ass off to retire to go back to that small island.
Right.
So there's that. When you're there, like, what do you fucking really need? I have the fish. Instead of paying a grand for a fishing trip, I'm just going to have my own fucking fishing boat. I'm going to do that. I'm going to eat a fucking fruit. I'm going to eat a fucking canary. Who knows what I'm going to eat?
Eat a canary.
I'm going to eat a canary.
The iodine is high, though.
But, I mean, dude, the idea of having a fishing boat on a small island and just taking tourists out on little fishing trips.
Yeah.
I mean, just smoking great weed every day.
Beach, weather.
It'd be fantastic.
I mean, why am I even doing this?
No, literally.
Diet of a cartoon cat.
Yeah.
He eats fish and just pulls out the skeleton.
Just the head and the tail. But it's also like, you know, I think what people run into, that's why that situation you said is like island fever. If you grow up in these places, I think people are like, I need to get the fuck off this island.
Well,
so
yeah,
people like
not...
us are like, oh my God, this seems like the best thing in the world.
Well, you know, you know, the U.S. or the way we all grew up, at the very least, our generation, it was like dreaming big. Like everyone had big fuck. We all did. I mean, we all started doing comedy, which is a big fucking dream that a very small percentage of people do. I'm not sucking our dick. This is the same thing for doing anything that's fucking extraordinary. Becoming a fucking lawyer, I think, is an extraordinary thing. If you go through the process of going to school, working your fucking ass off, going to law school, that is such a 4-foot wall, Sean. Imagine,
yes.
Imagine
yes.
an insurmountable. Literally. An insurmountable wall. The idea for me. But I think certain people, especially, you know, the U.S., without a doubt, New York, L.A., big cities like this, everyone's dreaming very big. Everyone wants to be rich. Everyone wants to be famous. Everyone wants to be successful in their own right, no matter what field you're in. And I think that same type of thinking doesn't exist. So, but you know, so yeah, I agree. But right now, I'm living this life. I mean, if I can snap my fingers right now. What am I even doing?
No one's begging you to stay.
No one's stopping me. No one even wants me here.
There's an island off Greece where a load of like communists were sent to, and now it's like the communist children. But anyway, I saw some girl on TikTok go, and I love TikTok. Anyway, and she said that the island was so nice because they have like a bartering system, and then they all hang out and they all drink together and eat together and bring like the food that they've made. And it just sounded really lovely, and they're just a lovely community, and they're just like happy to like, you know, go to the beach and enjoy each other's company. There's
like
no
some
pressure
pink
of
propaganda,
capitalism.
they don't show the video of them shitting in buckets.
But I also, if I moved to Jamaica, I would also, because wherever you go, there you are, right? I would become the fucking Puerto Rican Ralph's like a Jamaica.
Literally.
I mean, I would have many a businesses. I would be fucking. I would have a cab company. I would the grocery store would be Luis's Grocery. I would fucking damn dog.
Well, there's your
you
answer.
Selling
that's
hats
why
of fake dreadlocks.
I would.
Yeah, literally.
So you just kind of answer your own question. Like you can't do it.
What am I? I can do it right now.
No. I'm saying
the amount of money that I have right now, I could go start a new life right now in Jamaica.
It wouldn't
and
be a
never
new life.
Look back.
He's saying you would go there and do the same thing you're doing here.
You have a want in you. That's what my dad said.
I'd be speaking to a coconut, be like, hey, what's going on, folks?
Gilligan's Island Radio.
Like the fucking professor from Gilligan's Island.
Hey, here we are at a real ass podcast.
No, you'd be talking to a coconut being rude to people. Excuse me, 1 second, I'm on the coconut.
Yeah. Speakerphone.
Yeah. But I got a ticket for coconutting while driving.
Oh, come on.
But that's like the coconutting while driving. But that's the that's the thing. That's why people go and they go back to those places. And they're like, now I'm at a point where I'm like, if I could do nothing all day, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you're like secure. You're good. You don't need validation anymore. You can just relax.
A lot of those places, I think, to live that kind of like lifestyle you're talking about is like Hawaii. Hawaii is my favorite place I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Not that I've been all over the place, but and it's some of these islands are super freaking. You go there, my money would run out immediately.
Right. Oh yeah, that's expensive. But if you go to you can go to a fucking shitty ass fucking place like Jamaica, man. And your money will last you a long time.
Yeah.
The money will last a while.
A lot of Irish roots in Jamaica as well.
It's my Jamaican accent. That was pretty good.
I want to work on a wildlife reserve. Not that you guys asked.
Oh, yes, that was that's your answer.
You were the last one.
Thank you.
You were the last one. A wildlife reserve. What type of animals?
I grew up around horses, so I would like to work with horses. I wouldn't mind. Going to like Montana and being that Irish girl.
Is that a wildlife preserve though? Well, no. Preserving horses?
No, never mind. I got confused. But I would like
a ranch.
Anything with animals.
Stop TikTok fingering me.
A good zoo. That's just how I talk.
What about a vet?
What about a ranch? Like a Wyoming dude ranch?
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Anything with animals.
What about a ranch dressing factory, Zach?
Okay.
Right? Not bad.
Ranch dressing taster.
That would be St. Germain's dream job. Kid loves ranch.
Yeah.
Animals.
Who doesn't love ranch, dude? Pizza dipped in ranch?
I don't
get out of here. Don't
like ranch.
The best.
That's got to be bad pizza.
I do. But I like blue cheese more.
I prefer mayo.
Dude, Domino's. Domino's, I would get the blue cheese. Blue cheese, Domino's, thin crust Domino's pizza. You dip the thin crust Domino's pizza into the blue cheese dressing that came with the wings.
Stop. I'm going to come.
It's a different. It's not even nice. Pizza. It's not. I mean, who even knows
that's
what
that is? That's your white half, dude.
I love blue cheese sauce.
That's delightful.
That's your white half.
That's the white half.
That's a delightful treat.
Delight.
Oh, white half.
I love Domino's.
If you go and dip it on pizza, it's the garlic butter saw, baby.
The garlic butter from Papa John's. Fuck me.
It's fine. It's fine, guys.
So good. No, it's good.
Shit. It's fine. It's good. Let's not go crazy.
Would you? What about a veterinarian?
No, I don't like the blood and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So you want to be around the animals?
Yeah, I just like taking care of them, and they're just
nice. Healthy animals,
and they're just like they're not humans are annoying. You know, they're just kind of like shady sometimes. Or animals are just good. There's no, and it's really rewarding. Like when I was working with horses, it was just really rewarding.
What did you do with horses?
Oh, he just, like, take care of them. My dad used to breed them, so he kind of still a little bit.
So he was the guy who, like, guided the cock
yeah,
into
did you ever
the pussy?
See that? Well, he gets other people to do it. He would just buy a really...
Oh, like he's, like, a fucking freaky pimp.
No, well, kind of. That's what you do. So you get, like, a foal from, like, a good horse that has good blood, and then that grows up, and then you get that impregnated by a guy who has good... But there's a guy who does it. That's his whole job.
The job is grabbing the cock and guiding it into the pussy.
And the cock is this fucking big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever see a horse cock?
I have.
My ex.
Dude, think about how awesome it feels for a horse to have your cock. Imagine that, dude. Having your cock guided into a pussy by a fucking dude.
I need that help now.
I know, right? Sometimes I'm like, I could use a third person.
Just some young Latino boy just guiding your cock into this big old pussy.
With two hands, huge. Like a bazooka.
Yeah, dude.
Huge.
Right? Don't sometimes they like put a, like, it's like a cum bag on the dick and they fucking jerk it off. Like they shoulder jerk it into the bag and they fucking take the semen, don't they? This is what your dad did. Don't stop looking at me like that. This is your father.
Is that what they do?
Ask him if there was a cum bag.
I don't know. I don't remember that part. I do remember seeing a horse getting ridden by another horse, but...
You remember you see watching horses.
Shannon, this is our once a year show. The horse kicking the other, was the other horse, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the girl. They're trying to get horses to mate. And the girl horse wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah, yeah. Really? So show. Remember that video? It's fucking delightful.
So just want to say,
this is they're collecting semen in this video.
Like, it's
a horse fleshlight.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Wow. And he doesn't know.
Look at his thrust.
I saw one guy who had like a really horse penis. Oh, that was terrifying.
Is that what it's like to fuck a black guy? I imagine just like powerful, huge.
Nick Cannon needs this lady to follow him around.
Literally.
Oh my God, is that
cool? It's got a valve.
Yeah.
It's also, you're tricking that horse has no idea he's not doing it. Yeah. That's so, for some reason, that's
so funny. He comes up to the girl horse like, how was it for you?
She's like, what are you talking about?
Oh.
But yeah, the horse kicking the female horse who's had enough might be one of my favorites. One. That and the horse eating the baby chair.
The what?
There's one of the
horses are wild.
Yeah, they made Dave Temple scream.
They don't like when you wear perfume either. That sets them off. They'll kick you.
They'll kick you.
Oh, they'll
Jenna,
kick
do you have the horse kicking the other horse?
Hold on 1 second. I'm just making sure this is the right one.
Let's see.
1 sec. This is like
so your dad still, he still breeds the horses?
Yeah, he has a few because my sister still horse rides.
Horse rides?
I just knew you guys would make it a gross equestrian?
Joke. No, you just ride horses.
But
oh, no, I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, I just was like,
so
I was
like, your sister fucks horses.
Yeah, I was like, what wording should I use that this doesn't...
No, rides horses is fine.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah, so he had a horse for forever, yeah, but he had to put it down recently, so it was really sad.
Okay.
R.I.P. Otto.
Oh. Look, this horse, look at his big dick. He's ready to fuck this horse. Like, let's go,
Jesus,
bitch.
Jesus, like the size of that.
And she's like, I don't want your dick. Beat it.
Oh, yeah.
No means no.
She's whoa.
She killed him.
It's like horse MMA.
Did she even wait. Hit him? I didn't even see him get
can
hit.
Can you go back quick. With the volume all the way up? Because he's just start shitting.
Aw. Oh.
Go back to the kick.
Can I play the kick?
Boom.
Yo. Look, this is on the owners. That's on the owners.
Also.
Why?
I don't know. I just like to blame the people.
I mean, obviously. Somebody could have done something different there, but
yeah,
I mean
that doesn't look like that. Looked like that was going to be a mess, you know. There's one guy over here, and the other one's running around.
There's a dog running around barking.
Yeah.
Those people do not get paid enough because that's a dangerous place to be. Yeah. Like that spot, like you know, they're not getting paid as much money as they should. Yeah. Like if you like jockeys, you ever hear how like dangerous being like a jockey is? We knew a kid that. People die all the time, like trainees of jockeys, because of how dangerous it is to be around horses.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a coffee? Thanks.
It's fucked.
They probably got paid as much as Lewis did at Fiesta Cancun.
And then
I got
like
paid
horse...
very little money at Fiesta Cancun. It was like $40 a day to be a busboy.
And you don't get to set the horses on fire.
That's the thing. I'm like, is it worth it?
I got fired. Or did I quit? I don't remember. I was bad at the job. One time a Mexican guy started stealing my tables, and then I started talking shit to him, and then he grabbed my finger and he bent it.
Ooh.
And I was like, I'm a boy.
And you started shitting?
Yeah, that was my only service job ever with like waiting tables and
like
shit.
Like a sit-down restaurant.
So you were how old?
15.
Oh yeah. There's always a moment where you guys ever have all those jobs. I quit a job at Carvel after like 6 days because I couldn't make the cone thing.
This
I was like
too hard.
Yeah, I was a very nervous child. I'm starting to realize a nervous 21-year-old. And one time this guy came in and goes, "Let me get like a soft serve cone," and I did it. And then it was like barely above the cone, and the owner was in the back and he wasn't seeing any of this. Yeah. And then I handed it to the guy, and he goes, "This is all you get these days?"
Oh
and I
my
go,
God.
"Just keep it, just take it."
Oh my God!
I just gave it to the guy, and then 2 days later, my dad went in and quit for me when I was like 14.
That's
years
hilarious.
Old.
Yeah, so many of those jobs. I got fired from Party City.
Did you for what?
I lost some money at the cash register.
Was it Fiesta City or Party City?
I can't remember.
You were stealing money at the.
No, I just like swiped the credit card wrong. And was like, just go. I like, same as you. I couldn't figure it out. Retail makes a smart gal feel really stupid because all the stupidest kids in your school are really good at retail.
Yes.
And food service.
But also dealing with the public can be like, when you're young, can be like really weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Because people just immediately use that little bit of power to be assholes.
Yeah, my grandfather returned the first pint of Guinness I ever served. And he sent it back.
He sent it back.
That might be the most Irish
like
thing I've ever heard
15,
in my life.
Working behind a bar. I was the first Guinness I'd ever poured, and he sent it back.
That's really funny.
I still bartended up until 2 weeks ago. So
yeah. I know, yeah, but your whole childhood is crashing down. Yeah.
I have been chasing that Guinness up until I officially don't bartend anymore, but I was working like one day a week up until like 3 weeks ago.
Officially full time comedy?
Officially full time.
All right.
So please come to Texas.
Did he know my grandpa? Because my grandpa called me Scene for the first 2 years of my life. Out of spite.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably.
I called my father Unseen.
Right.
After there I was go. Four. There we go.
I remember. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm sorry. That's sad.
my grandfather for my 21st birthday slapped my friend's arse, and then he said, "Oh, sorry, I thought it was Katie." And then she told me, but he had already met me, like he'd already seen me 5 minutes ago and knew I was inside. So smart. He was just being a creep. And also, it's not okay to slap my arse either.
Honestly, a good excuse though.
Yeah, I liked it. At least he didn't lick it.
Oh. Okay.
Mm. Hey. Yeah, terrible service in Puerto Rico the whole time. That's the other thing about Puerto Ricans is they're bad at working. Like across the board, when you go to the island, it's not like it's you go there and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. it's like no, like that is like the mothership of terrible service. Like it is, they're all Puerto Ricans. You have no idea how many Puerto Ricans are on this island. Every single one of them. You know when you get like a Puerto Rican waitress, you're like, oh fuck,
oh, fuck. Yeah.
Here we go.
Uber driver,
exactly.
Pulling up in a Flintstones car.
Now imagine everyone is Puerto Rican. It's a wild thing.
And they, but all, it's weird when your whole Commonwealth's business main export is hospitality, and you're not cool to the people they're who visit your.
They're really bad at their jobs.
Yeah, but
dude.
I don't. Maybe it's just because it's you guys coming over, and I just saw a Puerto Rican exhibition at the Whitney, and I was like, wow, shit went down there. Like maybe they're just pissed off at you guys coming over.
Maybe. I mean, I look Puerto Rican. My son looks Puerto Rican.
But were you speaking with an American accent?
No, ooh. I speak with a British tongue when I go on vacation. At all times. I'm like, excuse me, you filthy
excuse
Puerto
me.
Rican.
I'm the original colonizer of this island.
Because you guys are the same as us. Both of our languages were outlawed, so you guys don't really speak Spanish, and Irish people don't speak Irish as much because we weren't allowed. So
I don't speak Spanish to anybody. I did get there, and the first thing they did was they were like, all right, they took our bags. We're like, all right, great. Go to our room. They sent me, I paid for a suite, which wasn't even a suite. Let's get real. It was three rooms next to each other, and then they called the middle room like a common room, even though there was a fucking bed in it. They couldn't even, it was ridiculous.
Like the dorm room from Back to School? Remember
yeah,
Back to
it
school?
Was very far. It was the walk was far. I'm with my 85-year-old aunt. I got a wheelchair her now. I'm going like, all right, this is crazy. I paid for an Oceanside room. They're like, oh yeah, the ocean's right there. This room couldn't have been further from fucking anything. It was crazy. And then everyone's like, yeah, Lewis, leave it alone. It's not a big deal, whatever. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to fucking leave it alone. So they forget my, so they bring half the bags to the room, right? I just want to smoke some weed. All my weed shit's in my one bag. They bring half my bags, and then they bring in another cart with somebody else's bags, and they leave them in my room. So then I'm freaking out. I'm going, where are my bags? Did you leave my bags with all my weed shit in somebody else's fucking room right
now? Yeah.
It's a whole hour ordeal. We're losing our first day.
Annoying.
There's no like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, let's fucking, like, it's just
there's no urgency.
It's just whatever. Doesn't matter. Just a lot of that.
I think that's better, though. Do you know, sometimes I like it when I go home to Ireland and you're waiting fucking.
We're
they're
used
just like
to urgency here.
I know, but it's
why.
A bit ridiculous. And the tipping thing, even though I benefited so much from the tips, it's crazy. But like in Ireland, they'll just like take their time and you don't have to tip them as much. I thought it was kind of nice. When I was back, there was two like foreigners, not Irish people, were on their phone. And when the server put down their dishes, he held it open. He goes, get off your phone.
Oh my God.
Really?
And goes, talk to each other. And then they put away their phones and he handed it down. Me and my boyfriend, like, Jesus.
I would have had that person fired if this was the States.
You wouldn't get. When I was here, I was working for this Irish bartender, and this American guy was like annoying me. And I go, well, you fuck off. And he was like, how dare you? I'm going to report you. And he went up to the Irish guy and he goes, she told me to fuck off. And he goes, will you fuck off? So, like, that's just what would happen in Ireland if you tried
to. This is why Ireland is in the state that it's in. I mean,
we're way better than
I don't know even what.
We're killing it.
You're doing nothing.
What are you talking about? We're killing it right now.
What is Ireland doing? What are they contributing to the world?
But Katie, we can get abortion. We
can get abortions.
No, in a lot of places you can't.
In a few states.
Ireland is like so Catholic.
You're bragging about Ireland recently allowing people to get abortions.
Yeah.
We've been able to get abortions since like the fucking
60s. That's what I'm saying. We're starting to do so well.
No, but Katie,
starting.
You're here.
Yeah, but that was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
When I came, you couldn't get an abortion. You couldn't get married if you're gay. Now they're killing it back home. Our prime minister isn't even white. They're like fucking... And he just got caught kissing
gay.
Someone else.
He's gay,
yeah,
right?
He has a boyfriend and he got caught kissing someone else. It was a little drama.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So that's it. So, yeah, but, you know.
I mean, it's not... It's like, in fairness, and it's really diverse. Like, Dublin's really diverse now. No, they're doing well.
You're in New York City. You're naming... Oh, you're literally naming... You're describing...
I'm not saying it's better than New York. I'm just saying we're not like... You know, no electricity, cottage farms. Like, everybody's watching Banshees in Inisherin now thinking right. That's modern-day Ireland.
It's
fucking
not.
Egypt. They're like, where's your pet donkey?
So then...
It's my boyfriend.
So then I ordered room service one night, right, to come to the door. They ring the door or they knock on the door. I run over to the door and I stub my toe, like brutally on the edge of the bed. Like I'm talking, like I mean, I was like, oh, this is fucking bad.
You're coming back fucked up from this trip.
Yeah, I am coming back really fucked up. So I'm like, oh my God. So the whole family's laughing at me, being like, oh, what a pussy he's being. And I'm like, no, I think my foot's really broken. So then I go over and I open the door anyway. I'm like, oh, I'm in a lot of pain. So they start giving me the dishes to bring in, which I shouldn't have even had to do this, right?
Right.
I'm bringing trays over.
You're so American.
I go to put my fucking tray down. I drop the tray, my burger. I drop my burger. The tray drops literally onto the ground, onto my foot. Puts a gash into the side of my leg. A gash.
What?
An open wound. I'm pouring blood everywhere now. My toe is smashed. This is all within 45 seconds. My toe is smashed. My gash is bleeding. Everyone now.
Me too in a day.
My gash is bleeding. My toe is all fucked up. The Maddie Smith special.
Who did I fuck?
And so now everyone's going like, oh, come on. It's not a big deal. And I'm going, guys, this is a really deep cut. This is like fucking crazy. So then we're waiting for them to bring a fucking medical kit. They send a security guard to come just look. I was like, why are you here? Where's the medical kit? I don't need you.
He's the volunteer EMT.
They send another person back to fucking clean up the glass. I'm like, can somebody bring me a Band-Aid or something? Then they finally send a medic, and they're like, oh, yeah, you need to go to the hospital. You have to get stitches.
Oh, no shame.
They're like, yeah, that needs at least 4 or 5 stitches.
Did you get stitches?
No. I was going to a Puerto Rican hospital. They couldn't even fucking clean it up properly in the room. Right. I'm going to trust that the ER...
So how is it now?
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa, you guys are interested.
You guys are mind melding right after this, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That'd be fun.
They're mind melding right after this.
3, 2, 1, pussy.
It's fine. I just put a bandage on it. I cleaned it up. And after, like, you know, I didn't go swimming that day.
So it didn't even need stitches.
It was deep enough.
Borderline.
Could have used some stitches, but I just fucking manned up.
Well, that's why the mosquitoes are coming after you.
No, the mosquitoes are already eating me alive, dude. It's got a nightmare.
Sounds like a terrible vacation.
How's your toe?
Yes, it does.
My toe, I think, was broken. It was all swollen. It's all bad. I mean, I don't even know what to do.
Big toe, pinky toe.
Pinky toe.
Well, the weird part about that is that there is nothing to do with the broken pinky. It just stays the way. It's such a useless appendage.
For some reason, everyone knows that bit of information.
Right? Yeah,
everybody knows that there's nothing you can do. All everyone wants to offer you.
Yeah, I didn't
just
know
just so you
that.
Know, nothing can be done about it. Thanks,
you're hopeless.
I got it. I know. Everyone told me nothing can be done. I can just be in pain. Thank you.
Well, they said you could do something about your foot, and you didn't do anything about that. So.
It's a goddamn nightmare. Yeah. Somebody in the race live chat said you should have used super glue. I was going to, but then I was like, I don't really need to fucking put glue in this either. It wasn't that deep.
No, that seems.
I have my head
lot.
Glued.
Really?
Yeah. As a child, I took the thing off the radiator and then just face planted. I don't know. There's obviously something wrong with me. Face planted it and it went right through my head. So they glued it back together. But you can't even see it. It's amazing.
And that was, you never got stitches. They just glued you.
Glued me. But when I get a tan, you can see like a white line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maddie's gonna try to snort it.
Yeah, I'm like,
that was a good look at you. Just she's like this crazy.
I'm trying to show you.
Yeah. I was in shop class once, and I was talking to a friend, not paying attention. You know, remember those band saws, whatever they called, jigsaw, whatever it was called. Yeah. And I went like, I had a piece of wood, and I went like this, and I just cut right halfway into my thumb, and I had a scar there for a while, but then it healed.
Did I tell you about the time I cut my hand from the avocado?
Can I say, I don't remember the story, but I do remember the way you say avocado.
I must so have. Now, sorry.
You must have.
I must I don't want to repeat to the poor listeners.
It's okay, because like, when you cut anything, including an avocado, right? So when I cut an avocado, I cut it down in half, and then I take the knife, and I stick it into the seed, and then I pop it out, right? Mm-hmm. But very often, I'm pointing the knife toward my own neck, trying to get it.
Committing Harry Carey.
What a way to die.
I have to stop myself. Right. I'm like, this is the way that you stab yourself.
Fucking
neck.
Dumbass.
It's a little slip. And go,
that's and a viral news story
just
waiting to happen.
Spraying blood out your neck, and there's nothing to do.
When
you put pressure, you plug it up.
Like, I'm not going to the Puerto Rican hospital.
You're close to kill billing yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Find out all these years later, Artie Lang just loved guacamole.
I mean, just like, you're just, a knife is such a fucking, you know.
It's a tricky situation. Especially when you're not paying attention. Like, yeah, I've had that where I just not paying attention at all. And you're like, I got this. I'm a, you know. Yeah.
I hate that feeling when you do, when you're not paying attention, and then when something happens and that feeling of like regret where you're like, oh, I'm such an idiot.
Yes.
If I had it just,
literally.
Every relationship, the way every relationship I've ever had ended.
I'm such an
idiot. With you bleeding?
With me stabbing myself.
Yeah. 15-year-old goth teen.
Like Emma Romans.
All right, so let's see. What is this? OnlyFans model, Coconut Kitty. Great name. Like the name Coconut Kitty. Let's see. Is she's hot, right? She had to pull her up for a second. Is this the new, maybe new top girl, possibly? She's probably out there. She's killing her. I've heard of this girl before. She's a popular OnlyFans model.
So this
on top of the world right now. Look at her. She's very, very pretty.
So on the left is her without filters.
Okay, and on the right is her with filters.
Oh, and yeah. She uses the filter where she makes herself look more like a child. Herself,
yeah, yes. That's a new thing that these gals are doing.
For the pedophiles.
Some pedophiles.
See, look at that. Sorry.
She looks like Megan, the horror movie.
Does. Yeah, sexualizing 5-year-olds.
Yeah, it is a little strange. Gross.
I was going to say,
you know, good
better.
For her. She's out there making money. I'm not going to judge her.
But
do good
it with
for
your
her,
real
Shannon.
Face.
She met Adam Sandler?
Yes.
Look, she's
and
having,
this is
she's,
the Elvis guy.
She's killing it. Good for her.
Well, that down there looks. Well, that looks made. Wow, that looks.
That's
like
an Irish
AI.
Banshee.
And people had that AI app. Remember, yeah. They were putting all their photos into.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Jesus.
So Shannon, what's up with her? She's doing great, right?
Well, she just killed herself.
Come on, Shannon.
Oh my God! I feel so bad. Sorry, lady. Sorry that I said she were. You should have told us that before I started shitting
on
her.
I don't know.
I had no idea.
I have to go say a prayer.
How'd
I
she
just
do
saw
it?
Only
slicing
fans
an avocado?
Did the app stop working for her, the child app? Why did she kill herself? Seriously, though.
Why did she kill herself, Shannon?
So it said that she was battling darkness and mental illness for several years and just succumbed to it.
She was coconuts?
It doesn't say how she committed suicide, though. So this is her regular.
Fell off a tree.
She's so pretty regular, though.
Oh, regular? She's way hotter than
she's
the weird
She's way
Megan.
Hotter.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Oh, my God. Stunning.
Big tits.
Yeah, those are great boobs.
Thanks, Maddie.
You're welcome. Yeah, good narrator.
I don't want to be... upset. Can you still join
her OnlyFans? Probably, right?
Probably.
I don't know. I would say.
Do they do memorial or OnlyFans like they have like Facebooks eventually?
Yeah. That's where her dad logs in. They should do that, and they could donate the money to like suicide prevention or something like that.
So there is
smart.
You're
right.
You know, that's a style. There's that shows up in my algorithm every once in a while because I'm a pedophile. It'll be like a girl with a filter on, and she's doing like a little kid's voice. Right. Or it'll be like the audio of like a baby, like trying to say like words, right? And she's just fucking like,
and that's the OnlyFans.
And I don't even watch any more of it.
It's like little reels.
Yeah, that'll be like a reels or a TikTok, a girl like quoting a video of a kid.
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen that. Oh, I definitely seen that.
Cookie? Yeah, and you're like, you can have a cookie, Wookie.
You can have my cookie.
I'll give you some milk for that cookie.
There's these Instagram pages to like little kid models. I saw a girl complain a bit on TikTok because then when you see all the comments, it's like creepy old like 7-year-old dudes being like, "Oh, you're so pretty."
Well, that's a weird thing. It's like when you have fucking.
But it's the mothers running those pages.
They should make it where if you're under 18, I shouldn't even be allowed to click on your profile.
Be different.
There should be, if I click on your profile, if you're under 18,
you should get flagged.
There should be an alarm that goes off and just says, hey, everyone, this adult is looking at a child's content.
And here's the thing. They could easily do that.
They can easily do it.
Easily.
Well, they could easily make it not show up in my thing. Yeah. I was watching the other day. I was like, these girls are great dancers. I'm enjoying this. And then I clicked on the profile. I was like, oh, they're literally 15-year-old girls. Yeah. And I was like, I shouldn't be enjoying 15-year-old girls' content. I don't care how innocent it is.
Oh, you make the Megan's Law noise. Your phone makes
it. Amber Alert. There should be an Amber Alert for Instagram and TikTok.
By the way, if there's not an OnlyFans girl named Amber Alert.
That's a hot name. That's a hot name, dude.
That is a hot name.
It's either the weather or an Amber Alert.
But also, this is the parents who are bringing their kids to these little beauty pageants and posting the photos and running the Instagram. They should be locked away, making money off your...
That's illegal in certain countries now.
Those pageants?
Yeah, I think in France they made it completely illegal.
Really?
Good. Go on, France.
Yes. Well, that's like the JonBenet thing. You know, I feel like if you have them after that, how do you have them after that happen?
You know what you just made me think of? Did you guys hear about Madeleine McCann? Apparently she's...
Stop with your Irish stories. We've never heard of it. Oh, did you hear about...
We're not having tea right now.
You guys never heard of Madeleine McCann?
Madeleine McCann.
Oh, great. She's not Irish. She's
another limerick. Another riddle. No, I didn't hear about Madeleine McCann.
Oh, do you know Madeleine McCann from down the street, do you?
Sorry.
There once was a girl from...
I'm
going to
wet myself. I'm gonna wet myself.
There once was my dad, who was a horse breeder. No, he wasn't.
Who is? I don't even know who Madeleine.
This is like
famous in
the little queen the of Dublin. How have you not heard of her?
She's from the UK. She was a little girl who her parents went down for a drink on like an inclusive holiday, and this was like 20 years ago. Left her in the room, and she went missing. And like a lot of people blamed the parents, but anyway, they couldn't. And there was like a German pedophile around the time, and then there was this psychic who was like, "She's
which
still
is the
alive."
Fucking, it's the best
in
accent
Germany.
To be a pedophile. Yeah. A Hitler accent, and you're a pedophile.
Who wants candy?
But anyway, a girl has come out now saying that she is, and that there's no. She
is Madeline McCann.
She's Madeline McCann.
Yeah,
who
she's
she
living
her
with a Polish family.
Yeah, and there's
and apparently she had like an eye problem, and this girl has it.
She has all the marks of the.
Yeah,
yeah,
she looks like.
Pull this up.
She looks like an aged version of the photo.
So she on her Instagram.
Katie brought a great story.
All right. We'll go easy on it.
It's on her Instagram. I am Madeline McCann, and she's doing a DNA test with the parents now. So I really hope it's her.
Kidnapped then, and
that's what they're thinking. Because
she was beauty pageant.
The German pedophile, there was like connections to wherever she was too, and she was what did you say,
was she a beauty pageant kid?
No. She was just a kid that got and the parents
I know, I'm like,
but all these tabloids blamed the parents, you know, they were like
a British beauty pageant.
Yeah. All right.
The kid with the best teat wins.
More talents eating corn on the cab.
Guinea stew.
But a lot of
can
people
we
were
see
like
more of this story, Shannon. There has to be something else.
This is like a big story.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's
producers?
The German pedophile's name?
That's basically it. They told you basically everything about it. Unless you want to look at the Instagram page.
Yeah, I want to look at the Instagram. I want to look at the pictures.
So it does
German
seem
pedophile's name.
Oh,
she has like 1 million followers. Yeah,
I am Madeline McCann.
And this is the psychic that was like, I told you she was still alive.
Madeline, I eat McCann of gravy.
Her.
That's better than mine. I was gonna say
Madeline McCam.
I was gonna say the German pedophile's name is Kidler, but
that's good.
I didn't even say it, but then you said that, so I'm like, all right, I'm good to go.
The German pedophile.
Diddler on
guy.
The roof.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. I think his father was also a pedophile. There's something weird with that guy as well. There's some weird story there.
Yeah, but you're even the pedophile part is pretty
well yeah.
I mean, they're more common than you think.
They really are.
Why am I liking these dancers?
Baby voice Gomez.
Look.
So do people think it's legitimate, or is this her? This is like the worst clout chasing ever.
No, she definitely thinks it's real, and so if it's not real, she's probably mentally ill. But some people don't think it's real. Some people do think it's real. But her parents are like pissed with her, but they won't provide her birth cert. And they won't her Polish parents won't do a DNA test, whereas the Madeline McCann's parents are going to do a DNA test, which is weird. Wouldn't you think if your kid has a million followers now and is saying, I'd be like, here's your birth cert.
Absolutely.
Stop calling a birth cert. It sounds like you're like a winger. Like you're like, yo, here's that birth cert.
That's how we say that in Ireland.
I hate it though.
Never heard
is that really a thing?
It sounds like a mint you put in
your
pussy.
Yeah, we say birth. Because the Irish accent and the Jamaican accent is similar, because all the Irish were sent over for indentured servants. So the Dublin accent got kind of mixed over there, because at the same time, black people were sent there as slaves.
Mm. So maybe it is that type of situation.
So it's birth.
Okay. Birth cert.
Birth cert. Birth cert.
I've never heard that in my life, birth cert.
Wait, what do you say when you're born?
Birth certificate.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were slagging the way I don't pronounce.
Oh,
no.
Oh, we just say birth cert. Yeah.
No, no,
we say birth certificate. Papers.
All right, this pretentious fucking Americans
certificate.
You said Obama. Yeah.
Oh, you see, she got the same marks.
I don't think it looks like her that much.
I mean,
she looks way younger.
Well,
on the left.
You think you look at the nose. You look at the nose.
It's too. It's
your nose gets bigger, but the shape of the nose, I don't think that matches.
Did they do the DNA test?
Much of an age difference.
Well, it's 20 years, you said?
Yeah, the picture she has from when she was like five above, she doesn't seem to have younger pictures. But then the like age, what's it called, where they did like transgression? No, what's called?
Okay, so these are her next. These are like pictures that she has of herself when she's like
next
10.
Next to the younger kid that was taken. Very similar. And the same eye mark. The same eye mark.
I feel like the eyes are wider apart on the one on the right.
Yeah, but that's because she's a toddler. Your eyes get smaller as you get bigger.
That's
right?
Not true. Is that only true? In Ireland.
Yeah, this fills in. Kids look like aliens when they're kids.
I
don't
know. I feel like your nose is like
is skinnier
a
on top.
Nose.
Yeah, if you look at
different
the,
mouth.
Not only do I
different
say
different eye color.
Not only do I say it's not her, I think it's Rosebud Baker.
Rosebud, are you really Madeline McCann?
Doggy, that's not the same child. It's not.
No, it's not.
It looks nothing alike. They don't even look like sisters.
Not even related.
It also looks like they edited the eye to make it look darker because she's trying to show the same like eye anomaly. Yeah. It looks like it was photoshopped.
No, it's let's all
okay.
Think.
So I see one eye is a little darker than the other eye. Yeah. Is that what's going on? I mean, look.
She's got a thing. She's got like a double pupil or something, right?
Yeah,
she has a very specific disorder in the one eye.
This woman might be mentally ill, but I hope for Madeline McCann's parents she's not, and then I hope for
she's got almost a second pupil.
It's at the bottom part.
She's got a weird little cat eye.
Yeah.
Well, that's the kid had like
and they both have it
deformity.
Yeah, they both have it.
But look at the cheek. Look at this cheek right. The way that I'm just saying, like, I don't got to be a fucking face recognition expert, right? Or a face rec X.
Right. That's
but that cheek right there is like it's rounded, whereas that one's kind of like flat and like a little more like. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
and the mouth is not the same at all.
Yeah. But then you wonder.
I don't know, but I don't look like my. I look a little different since I was a kid.
Yeah, but the basic shape of like the nose thing to me because I feel like the one had look no look the one has the one's nose is. Wouldn't,
longer,
like
yeah.
That wouldn't end up like that. It's longer.
Well, she's little. Yeah. She has a little button nose.
Yeah.
Well, then I feel bad for this
Look,
girl.
Look, they're cause... both extremely fuckable children, okay? But they're just not the same one.
Oh, yeah, if you're a kidnapper, they're both
high-end. If you're a fucking kidnapping pedophile, I mean, Jesus Christ, you know.
And definitely something, this girl was abused by the same German guy. So she was... touched by that. Like, this girl, not the Madeline McCann, but this girl. So either way...
So they're saying that this... German guy kidnapped her and then so he flipped her.
Yeah, and she was abused by him. She said that she was as a child. So I don't know, was that before she was with the or whatever? But anyway, either way, this girl has had a bad time.
Right. She had a bad time.
All I know is you date this girl now, it's going to be a whole to do of horse shit.
It's a lot.
I'm not saying she's not a victim.
A lot
I'm
of
just
baggage.
Saying,
good luck having a good vacation.
Yeah.
Lord Christ Almighty.
On top of the
story,
bring it up.
Stories just keep going.
Can we just enjoy this resort? Can you stop bringing it up every 10 minutes?
She's like, look at my mole.
Yeah, all right, Madeline, or whoever you are.
All right, let's wrap this one. This has been a fun show. We almost got to none of these stories, which is always the sign of a great podcast.
That means we're riffing and raffing.
Riffing and raffing. You know what's up. You know what's going on, Maddie Smith.
It's been a real fiesta, this show.
I drank two coffees. I'm like wired.
Support everyone here. Make sure you guys come check me out in Springfield, Massachusetts, March 3rd and 4th. Those dates are coming up very soon. And we will check you guys on Friday with another show, plus a special bonus episode coming out on Saturday. Very excited about that as well. So, yeah, guys, going above and beyond for you guys. We'll check you next time. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.
That's all, folks.